Gospel of Mark in chapter 7. We'll read this morning verses 24 through 37. The last half of the chapter, Mark 7, verses 24 through 37. Beloved, hear now the word of the Lord. Jesus got up and went away from there to the region of Tyre. And when he had entered a house, he wanted no one to know of it, yet he could not escape notice. But after hearing of him, a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately came and fell at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of the Syrophoenician race, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He was saying to her, "Let the children be satisfied first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table feed on the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "Because of this answer, go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." And going back to her home, she found the child lying on the bed, and the demon having left. Again, he went out from the region of Tyre and came from Sidon, through Sidon, to the Sea of Galilee within the region of Decapolis. They brought him to him one who was deaf and spoke with difficulty, and they implored him to lay his hand on him. Jesus took him aside from the crowd by himself, and put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, he touched the tongue with the saliva. And looking up to heaven with a deep sigh, he said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was removed, and he began speaking plainly. And he gave them orders not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them, the more widely they continued to proclaim it. They were utterly astonished, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes even the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." And that is the word of the Lord. Jesus, who is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, has come being sent by the Father. And he, being sent by the Father, is here proven continually in the Gospel of Mark and the other Gospels by the many miracles he has performed to be from God. And there was a young girl who had an unclean spirit here in this passage. Her mother, a Gentile Syrophoenician woman, she came down falling at the feet of Jesus, pleading that Jesus would cast out this evil spirit, this demon. And here is the faith of a Gentile. A faith knowing that only he could heal this daughter of hers. And Jesus responds, verse 27, he says, "Let the children be satisfied first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." And so Jesus compares her and her child to a dog, or the dogs. Yet we see the woman's faith and humility still. Verse 28. "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table feed on the children's crumbs." Yes, the dog, but even dogs eat the crumbs that fall to the ground. All she wanted was a little bit of him. And Jesus, because her faith was true, he doesn't command the spirit to leave the daughter. He just says it has left her, and it was so. This shows another way that Jesus is really not just from God by performing miracles as he gave power for the disciples to do. They would, of course, have to command the evil spirit to be cast out. But this is God himself. And we'll see that also In the second section of our passage further, Jesus shows he had been sent by God by healing the deaf man. And what did they say about him after he healed the deaf man who could not speak or hear? They were utterly astonished, saying, "He has done all things well." Verse 37, "He makes even the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." And that is very important for them to recognize. How should the people respond to Jesus? How should the Jews have responded? And Isaiah 35 tells us, when prophesying of the coming Messiah, of the coming Christ, who would be the forever king, the forever prophet, the forever priest, Isaiah prophesies of the coming Christ, of what and how the Jews should have recognized Jesus as the Christ. "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy." And that's what happened in this passage. And that's what they respond with. "He makes even the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." And that should have clicked in their minds. That's Isaiah 35. This has to be the Christ. He's not just casting out evil spirits. He's giving hearing to the deaf and the ability to speak to the mute. And if they should have recognized things, how much more we who have the Word before us with clarity that He is the Christ and we must submit unto Him. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for Your Son who is the Christ, who is the Messiah. We're thankful that He, sent by You, the Father, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and You have sent Him, You have sent Him here that we would behold His glory. And even in reading Your Word this morning, we behold His glory, how He is so very glorious in power and in goodness and even mercy to those who were not, at least as a people, declared to be Your people. And yet from before the foundation of the world, even the woman and her faith here shown to be of Your people, even not just a woman, but a Gentile. And we're thankful that You have done the same work in all of us. You have given us the crumbs. And yet You've given us infinitely more than just the crumbs. As You've given us Yourself on the cross, You've given us Yourself in the Word, You've given us Your entire existence. Even now, pleading with the Father continuously, unceasingly, that we would even now in worshiping You would receive Your Word in our minds and hearts, and in that reception of it, our reception of it would be perfect in righteousness according to Christ alone. That in our receiving it, your Son pleading for us that we would love You more, would believe more, would glorify You more because of it. And responding in praise and singing with joy, for even You have, for us who are Your people, You have given us hearing to those who are deaf, sight to those who are blind and could not see You, and the ability to speak and sing Your praises from mouths that were mute and mouths that were continually blasphemous. And Father, we praise You for Your grace. We thank You for Your salvation in Christ alone. And we pray for those who have continued to grumble and complain about being here, about worshiping you, being in the presence of your church, of those who are still blind and deaf and mute, some even of our children. And Father, we pray that you would change their hearts and give sight to the blind and shine a light in the dark place of their minds and hearts, that they would love you above all things and all people and beings, that you would have the first and preeminent place in their lives as we pray for our own lives, because we continually stray. Turn us back to you. We pray that you would send your Spirit and change hearts and cause many to be born again, or, as it may read, born from above by your Spirit. May that be true of all who have gathered here this morning. Hear our prayers, for we do pray in the name of Jesus, who perfects our prayers. Amen.